hold it tight, and I'll let you know when you can relax, okay? Mm-hmm.
Robin Gonzalez is getting tested for HIV.
I just get tested periodically because I am married. I am in a monogamous relationship, but, you know, you just never know.
Gonzalez has her arm extended and doesn't flinch when the blood draw begins.
I have a lot of tattoos, so I'm not scared of needles.
Some of her tattoos are of roses that cascade across her shoulders, and they reflect her view on life.
I love everybody.
Did you lose anybody to AIDS?
Oh, I was a crisis intervention counselor for so many teenagers for so many years. Yeah. Yeah.
This HIV test is happening at the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District's Mobile STD Clinic, which is a 44-foot truck equipped with multiple rooms, including one for treatment and two smaller rooms for blood tests. On this day, the mobile unit is parked at the annual San Antonio Pride Fest, but it makes the rounds around town to anywhere where there are people gathered, including the downtown public library, the adult megaplex, and the Southside Lions Senior Center. But at the Pride Fest, there was a special emphasis on promoting sexual health and testing for HIV.
So my name is Jose Contreras, and I am the HIV Prevention Director at Beat AIDS.
Beat AIDS is a San Antonio nonprofit that for over 30 years has worked promoting AIDS education, prevention, and treatment.
We're using rapid testing so people actually get the results on the spot.
This test only needs a finger prick, but a positive would be a preliminary finding. A follow-up full blood sample would be needed to know for sure.
In a year span, we probably look at about 45 positives a year.
But that's just the positives for one testing organization. Altogether, there are about 360 new people diagnosed with HIV in the county each year, according to Metro Health. This is worse than the national and state infection rate. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports the number of new HIV infections rose 12% between 2014 and 2015 in Bexar County. To combat this, Colleen Bridger, director of San Antonio Metropolitan Health, says they are launching the Fast Track Cities Initiative.
And the first thing that we need to do is pull the community together to come up with what's called the 90-90-90 plan. 90% of people who are HIV positive know their status. 90% of people who are HIV positive will be taking the medication to reduce their viral load. And of those who are taking the medication, 90% will have reduced their viral load to zero.
When a person who has HIV but their viral load is zero, they're called infected but not infectious to others.
So their ability to transmit HIV to other people is virtually eliminated.
Metro Health will be working with area doctors and asking them to make screening for HIV a more common practice. Bridger says there are people showing up at the doctor's office with flu-like symptoms, but who are actually dealing with the acute effects of AIDS. However, they're not being given an HIV test, so it goes undetected.
And so we want to make sure that whenever somebody goes to a healthcare facility and gets blood drawn, that HIV tests just become a default test that gets done.
Go ahead and open and close.
Back at the mobile STD clinic, Jessica Del Toro, a healthcare specialist, explains to Robin Gonzalez what happens next with her blood sample.
She's going to send it off to get tested and get the results back, and then
you
will call us in about 2 weeks. Okay. And they're going to give you a callback card right now.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Gonzalez says others should make it a habit to have their sexual health tested, but she thinks she knows why they don't.
Because they're afraid. Because they're scared. I think they're scared of the outcome. What will I do if I do have it?
Today, there are medications that can treat HIV and stop its spread. For Gonzalez, the test came back no HIV, and the goal is to make an HIV-positive test result a rare occurrence in San Antonio. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.